Blackstone Audio presents The Miracle on Monhegan Island, a novel by Elizabeth Kelly. This book is read by Richard Powers. For Caitlin. I am His Highness' dog at Kew. Pray tell me, sir, whose dog are you? Alexander Pope. 1. May 1986. I disappeared from my life in the time it takes to buy a bottle of Yoo-Hoo and a package of pork rinds. One moment, I was curled up in the back of a cream-colored Mercedes Pantone sedan, sleeping the bespoke slumber of those destined for high thread counts. The next moment, I was in an alien world of Naugahyde and errant springs, wondering what happened to all that buttery tan Italian leather. Even before fear, there's smell. And this old car smelled like a thousand nights without mornings. I hardly had time to suppress my gag reflex when that old beater squealed out of the convenience store parking lot, fishtailing onto the main drag, and throwing me from the back seat onto a musty floor upholstered in stale onion rings, empty soda cans, and mildew. "Go, go, get out of here!" The young guy who grabbed me was shouting, hot-footing it into the passenger seat, floor flung open, jerky momentum slamming it shut. Bouncing in his seat, head swiveling this way and that, he hollered for the woman behind the wheel to drive faster as she gunned it for the nearest highway exit, carping and chewing all the way, her fist pounding the steering wheel. Climbing back onto the seat, I huddled in the corner and focused on the backs of their heads. His hair swept the collar of his shirt in irregular...